Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bu sizden Darul Fawr, Kara Şeyh'in Hakim Akhtar Kutsal, Rahmetli Aleyhi, Dayıkı Rahmetiz, Yeni Ame, Ahe Sehar Dekate, Yeni Ame, Ahe Sehar Dekate, Yeni Ame, Ahe Sehar Dekate, Medine ki şam o seher dekhte hai, ye inaam aa hai seher dekhte hai, Medine ki şam o seher dekhte hai, jise aap ka ba khabar dekhte hai, jise aap ka ba khabar dekhte hai, use ghair se be khabar dekhte hai, jise aap ka ba khabar dekhte hai, use ghair se be خبر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم مدینے کی جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں بفرت محبت بے شوق نظر ہم بفرت محبت بے شوق نظر ہم مدینے کے دیواروں در دیکھتے ہیں بفرت محبت بے شوق نظر ہم مدینے کے دیواروں در دیکھتے ہیں یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شاموں سحر دیکھتے ہیں ابو بکر فاروق عثمان ہے در ابو بکر فاروق عثمان ہے در تصور میں ہم ان کے کر دیکھتے ہیں ابو بکر فاروق عثمان ہے در تصور میں ہم ان کے کر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں در زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر ہنے چشمے تر دیکھتے ہیں جو جاری پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشمے تر دیکھتے ہیں یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شاموں سحر دیکھتے ہیں
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. This very beautiful poem, and especially at this time when so many people, whoever you hear, is gone for Umrah or is returning or have returned. So this is the beautiful poem of Madinatul Munawwara, and this is a very major part of our iman, to have love of Madinatul Munawwara and even to think about it. There's Gumbat al-Khizra, the green dome of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to think of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with great relish and love and feeling. These are the very great aspects of iman. Ye in'am aahu sahar dekhte hai. The title of these ashar, that we are seeing the rewards, we are seeing the fruit of the crime at the time of Sehri time, tahajjud duas. We are seeing the fruits of the tahajjud duas, that Allah accepted our duas, and that we are going, our person is on his way to Madinatul Munawwara. Ye in'ami aahi sahar dekhte hai, we see the rewards, the fruit of the crime of the time of the tahajjud. Madina ki sham or sahar dekhte hai. We are seeing the evenings and the mornings of Madinatul Munawwara. In other words, Allah has brought us to Madina Sharif, and we are seeing the beautiful morning scenes and the beautiful evening scenes of Madina, which are really very exclusive to Madina and very special. It is just something very, very different. The sky is different, the crimson in the sky, the wind that blows, the serenity that exists, it is something just completely different. At Fajr time, also after Fajr, if a person, whether he's sitting in the Haram, or is walking outside going to Baqi, at Maghrib time, before Maghrib, coming to the haram, etc., it is something just out of this world. Jisse aapka baakhabar dekhte hai, and whoever we see that who is informed about you, that is a person who has got ma'rifat of Allah. And also, ulama have written that we should ask to make dua of ma'rifat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we recognize who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. According to Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayh, that the vast majority of people, they believe he was a man, but he was Rasulullah, he was Abdullah, he was Habibullah. What were titles? 360 names of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as written in the front wall of Masjid-e-Nabawi. So to have recognition who Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, this is also a great part of Medina. So whoever we see who is informed, who has got about Islam, about Medina Sharif, about Makkah Sharif, and love of this, and he knows the reality, not just as a formality he's a Muslim, or not just that inheritance he has got Islam, but in his heart, that conviction, there is a great, great difference in that. Like one person, for example, is bad to his share, all are bad, but one person has got that great attachment and that feeling, and he has got that connection with his share. That person is completely different from all the others. So this is that wa'an with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with our deen, with Quran Sharif, with hadith apart, a person who has that inner feeling, and to the extent of our one's ma'rifat and recognition, a person will have this. So jisse aapka ba-khabar dekhte hai, whoever we see who are informed about you, who have got your ma'rifat of Allah, usse aise be-khabar dekhte hai. How do we see that person? That he has got nothing to do with anyone else. You see him, he's not sitting in groups in the haram making, talking, and in fact making ghibat there. How many people are sitting in the haram of Makkah, of Medina, and instead of reading Quran Sharif, Durood Sharif or anything else, they are discussing. And inevitably they fall into ghibat and backbiting, wasting of time, etc. A person, you don't see him fighting with somebody else for place, etc. Or anything else, he's just concerned with Allah. And all these things just fall away from him. So when you see somebody like that, know this person is informed of his deen. A person, when you see that he's not watching news, he's not worried about the news of the world, for the kuffar politics, kuffar sports, while in Medina, a person who is engaged in his deen, know that that person is connected with Allah. And a person who's in the shopping areas all the time, a person mulling around, here also we mull around in the shopping areas, malls, there also we go and do that. And a person wasting his time like that, that person hasn't got connection with Allah. A person who has got connection, most of his time is in Masjid and Nabawi. He comes to his room, has his meals, takes his rest, and does some kitabs or something, right? He's back in the haram. Nowhere else, with no one else. No big meetings. Not eager to go and meet this person, to go and meet that person, to go to and see this place, to go and see. His heart is just with Rauza Mubarak. His heart is with Baytullah Sharif. So that is a person who has got ma'rifat of Allah, who has got the reality of deen. You see, automatically he cuts himself off from all other things. Ghulami se tere ghulamo ka rubba, by making ghulami, slaving for Allah Ta'ala, becoming a slave of Allah, by the slavery of Allah, the position, rubba, of the slave, malayat se bhi fawqtar dekhte hai. We see that they are even more higher than the angels also. When this human being, when he comes truly in the slavery of Allah, and the greatest thing a person can achieve is abdiyat, slavery of Allah. And this is such a high position that all Allah Ta'ala's special favors which Allah refers to in the Quran Sharif on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah refers there to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the word abd. For example, Mi'raj, which nobody, even Jibreel Alayhi Wasallam, couldn't reach, so close to Allah as what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reached. And there also, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi, The Quran, revelation of the Quran, which is the greatest kitab of all the kitabs. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah raised and he said, the moment in the heavens, qala inni abdullah. So the more abdiyat, humility comes to the person, the more Allah raises that person. Man tawada alillah rafa'ahu Allah. A person who humbles himself for Allah's sake, Allah raises that person. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ And a person who has got pride in him, وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ Allah drops that person down. So this maqam-e abdiyat is a so whoever has become the true slave of Allah, Allah raises him even higher than the malaika. تَجَلِّي جُهَي سَبْسِ غُمَّتْ پِي هَرْ دَمْ The تَجَلِّي, the rahmat of Allah, the barakat of Allah which is coming down on Rozae Mubarak, every split second, usse rush shams of kamar dekhte hain. We see that the rose, the Gumbat-e-Khizra, the beautiful green dome, is the envy of the sun and the moon also. The sun is giving light everywhere, this physical light, but the light that is coming from Rozae Mubarak, the sun also shines away. And the moon whose nur and light is from the sun, and how beautiful on the 14th night, how much light the moon is giving. But the moon also shies away. And they envy Rozae Mubarak. If Allah gives us those eyes, we will also see. But if we don't have it, we don't even notice. We just drive past, fly over, or walk past Rozae Mubarak, and it will mean nothing to us. But a person who Allah has opened the eyes of his heart, he sees that all the time the malaika are coming. All the time Allah's rahmat is descending. And with so much torrents and torrents of Allah's rahmat, every split second is descending on Rozae Mubarak. Madina ka jawrafiya dekh kar hum. And looking at the geography of Madina Sharif. On the one side, the Mount of Ahad. On the other side, Jannatul Baqi. Then if you go and see the beautiful date orchards, then you go and see the camels walking around there. Then you go and see the vast empty spaces outside, the mountains of Medina, all this geography of Medina, all, and if in your mind, like in another poem, Hazrat said, in our mind we are seeing the houses of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiallahu anhu. What a beautiful scene that you are present in that Medina of the time of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajab haal qalb o jigar dekhte hain. When we see Medina Sharif today, and we envisage the Medina of the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find a strange condition of our heart and liver. Our spiritual condition is at a very high, and we enjoy it so much. And oh Allah, that you chose me to be Medina, kaha main aur kaha ye nikhate ye where me and this morning dew drops, this pure, what I haven't got any connection. It's only your kindness that you brought a person to me. Yeah, Madinatul Munawwara. And a person who is blessed with this, his iman is at a very high level. And unfortunately, how many people, they don't have this, and they don't even cherish it. They don't even know the value. Muslims, good Muslims, 5 times namazis and everything, have no value of Madina Sharif. And it is like an unimportant thing. What a sad condition. That through whose barakat and sadqa we got everything, and today we don't even have time to go to Madina Sharif. We got time to travel the whole world, we got time to go for picnics, to go for resorts, to go for everything, but we haven't got time to go to Madina Sharif. Tasawwur mein aata hai jab sabze gumbaz, and when in our thoughts, when we far away, but we just think of the beautiful green dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jo iman ko garam tar dekhte hain, then we find our iman is gone on a high. Just by sitting anywhere, you are waiting for namaz, Allah blessed you and your thoughts went to Medina Sharif. Your thoughts went to Makkah Sharif. Your iman is increasing. And Maulana Thami rahmatullahi alayhi has written, just the thought of any buzurg, it increases the iman of his person. So just, and this is any buzurg, to think of Rozae Mubarak, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Baitullah Sharif, just the thought of these people, and any person can try to experience it for himself. If you get the thoughts of some evil, what you had committed in your past life, the thoughts of some evil person, and when you realize, Tawbah, Tawbah, Astaghfirullah, you realize, oh, where I went now? What happened to me? And when you think of pious people, of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how happy don't you feel within yourself? بَفَرْتِ مُحَبَّتْ بَشَرَقِ نَزَرْ هَمْ in great love and with great desire of our eyes. مَدِينَي كِي دِوَارَ وَدَرْبْ دَيْكْتِ هِمْ. We look at the walls and the doors of Medina, of everything of Medina. A person appreciates even the sand of Medina, the mountains of Medina. Jabal-e-Ahad comes in the Hadith Sharif that a mu'min has love for Jabal-e-Ahad. So just looking at it with the eyes of love and everything connected, as Majnu says with regard to the street of Layla. Amurru ala diyari Layla. I pass by the houses of Layla, that street. Wa qabbilu dhal jidar wa dhal jidar. I kiss this wall, I kiss that wall. I even want to kiss the dogs that are in the alley of Layla. Why? Because they got connection. And with Medina, with Rosa and Mubarak Rasul, and the connection of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Iman. And this part of Iman, how many of us neglect it completely? We don't think of it as anything so important. Abu Bakr wa Farooq wa Uthman wa Haydar, when it is in the same form here, the houses of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Farooq, Uthman, Ali, if we think of that time and the houses that were there, tasawwur mein hum unke ghar dekhte hain. In our thoughts we are seeing their houses. You are sitting in Masjid Nabawi, for example, no tasbih in your hand, no Quran Sharif in your hand, but your thoughts are of that time, that person's iman, and way, how high isn't he by Allah Ta'ala. Jo rauza pe hadir salatain huye hai, and those kings and big ministers who also have come present and are presenting themselves at Rauza Mubarak, to pindar, pindar, zeer, or zabar dekhte hai, and all the high positions, the 21 gun salute, and the red carpet which is laid out, we see all that is nothing. How they humble themselves, and with great humility, yet Rauza Mubarak, by the King of Kings, how they also humble themselves. When they are in their places, etc., wherever they are, in their parliament, what respect is shown to them. Wherever they go, they just off the plane, 21 gun salute, a red carpet treatment. But here, we see all that is nothing whatsoever. جو جاری پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں, and those people who are reading durood at Rauza Mubarak, اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں. We see those people that the tears are flowing from their eyes. And what, how they are so absorbed in reading the Salatul Salam. But what great enjoyment all this is for those people who have got the marifat. If a person doesn't have that, then very sadly today we see people are putting their backs to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and another friend is taking his photo. This great disrespect is being shown. Then that friend goes and shows his back to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his friend takes a photo of him. This is when we don't have this marifat. A person was not prepared, he just went. It was just a tour for that person. And he just went for a tour. This is what he would, that is what he gets. When it rains, roses also grow. And they bloom. And thorn trees also grow. Allah's rahmat comes down, somebody becomes like thorns. And the evil increases also. And other people become like beautiful roses. So he's a person, and that is the great importance of the khanqa and being connected with a sheikh, and not only physically, but in reality. And the purpose of this, that we realize the purpose, not just to be present in the majalis, or just to make zikr, etc., but this inner feeling and connection, this great love, that must be developed. And that will then bring everything else in order. May Allah give us the tawfiq and understanding of this, inshallah. In our kitab of the value of sunnahs, in the light of modern science. Islam mein paani ki safai aur jadeed science. Islam has taught so greatly the use of water for cleanliness. And what modern science has got to say about the usage of water, the play of water in for hygiene, in cleanliness. And also a person should understand this, that the backdrop of the deserts of Medina, where when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, there wasn't one well with sweet water also. And in what condition, but how Islam, in spite of the shortage of water in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif, but Islam laid stress on cleanliness and cleanliness with water. And it was only now perhaps about 250 years perhaps, at the very most 300, that the first people in Europe to start having a bathroom in their house were the French people. Otherwise, all of Europe, they did not have a bathroom in their house. There were public bathrooms where once a week or something, they would go and bath or something. And in Islam, right at the beginning, the cleanliness from istinja, from everything, what a great ni'mat Allah ta'ala. And even till today, the West, what is their way of cleanliness? With the toilet paper. And that is really not cleaning, it is polishing the dirt around a person. And then, very sadly, their hygiene, after that, they don't shower commonly, they go and lay in the tub. And to save water, the whole family uses that same tub of water. And that filth and dirt is gone in the water, and inevitably that water goes in your mouth, goes in your nose, your ears. This is their cleanliness. Maybe about 15, 20 years ago, at Wombat's Bella Bella, the famous, the resorts there, and the public pool that is there, with the water sparkling in it. When they tested the water, there was 60% of human urine in the water. Only with all the chemicals it's kept clean. And these all kuffar and eaters of swine and drinkers of wine, their urine is even worse. And our people also relish to go into that water and enjoy to go there. And they are even prepared to compromise the deen, that their rules and regulation, you must have a bikini, your swimming costume, etc. You can't go there with your burqa and kurta, and they won't allow you there. And our people comply with that also. And to go in that filth and dirt, and where is the cleanliness of Islam? These people, in order to ridicule Islam, they say that these people have reached the moon, and you people still are in the muscles of istinja. How to make istinja? The truth is, you might have reached the moon, but you don't even know how to clean yourself. The very basic of cleanliness, istinja, that also you still don't know. What are you talking about reaching the moon, etc.? So Islam, and for this, there is no amount of thankfulness that we can express to Allah Ta'ala that He gave us this deen of Islam. And that He gave our deen through our ulama and haq, who have shown us this beautiful way of everything in Islam. Allah Ta'ala ne hayawanat wa nabatat ki zindagi ka inhisab hawa ke alawa paani par bhi rakha hai. Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator, controller of everything, He has made the lives of animals, in which is included humans also, and nabatat, all vegetation also, not only dependent on air, oxygen, but on water also. These are two very basic commodities which Allah has kept life dependent on. Without oxygen, a person dies. Without water, he can't exist either. Isme kami beshi nasar hayawanat ki sehat par barah ras asar andaz hoti hai, and by the shortage of water or excessive water, droughts or floods, any of these two things, this does not only affect the health of these animals and these vegetation directly, balki unki khuraak ki paidawar par bhi asar dalti hai. But the sources of the vegetation, where it grows, it has an effect on that also. If there are droughts, things don't grow. If there are floods, things get washed away. So it directly on the animals also, on all vegetation, and on the source of life, which is water, which is oxygen, and also food. By too much water, all their food gets destroyed. By less water, all their food also gets destroyed. Kisi maqam par uska fukdaan, balfaz diga, kahat saali, haywanat ki halaakat, aur nabatat ki tabahi ka mujib hoti hai. And in other words, when there are droughts, when there are floods, then it is a cause of destruction for all these animals, including human beings, and also for all vegetation also. Quran-e-Kareem mein paani ki baqa, hayat ke liye ahmiyat, nihayat mukhtasar, magar bade maan-e-khiz alfaz mein, yu bayan hui hai. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has in very short words, but very concise, that means the meaning is very great. Allah has put the value of water, Allah has shown it in the Quran Sharif, for mankind to live and to remain alive. Allah has explained about water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And it is from water that we have made all living things. The world, 70% of the world is water. The human being, 70% is water. Everything Allah has, water is very, very important. Yani paani se humne har cheez ko zindagi bakhshi hai. By what water we gave everything life. Hawa mein jiske baghair chand lamhaat zinda rehna mahal hai. And in, to live in the air for a few seconds also is impossible. Aeroplane is different, but just like in the air. Or just with air alone, if without oxygen, you won't live, you'll die. Just a few seconds, you don't get oxygen, you'll die. اگر رطوبت یا مناسب مقدار میں پانی کے بخارات موجود نہ ہو تو وہ بھی مسموم ہو کر تباہی لاتی ہے. In this very air, which is H2O, two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. In this very air, if there isn't enough water in it, then though there is air, like for example humidity, too much of water, and when there is no water, people, even many people who live down at the coast, when they come to upland, the high veld, etc., they have a breathing problem. If you go more higher, and there isn't oxygen in the aeroplane, they supply you with oxygen. The whole aircraft is closed and enough oxygen is given for every person. But as you go higher and the air becomes thinner and less water in that air, there is also a cause of destruction for a person. So though air is the thing that without which oxygen you can't live, water you can still do without. But even in that oxygen, in that air, if there isn't water at the level required, that is also a cause of destruction. So what great value isn't there for water? Hawa, roshni, ya dhoop, aisi cheez ke paak saaf karne, ya najasat wa halazat ke door aur khatam karne mein, badi madad milti hai. Wind and also sunshine. Or this thing has got great, great effect on cleanliness of things. For example, if a ground is napak, but now the water has fallen, the sun has fallen, that makes it park. The sunshine and the wind that blows cleans up everything. And to remove all dirt and filth, these things have a great, great effect. The wind and the sunshine. Lekin unka asar nihayat ahista ahista hota hai. But the effect is very slow. It's not immediate. It takes long. Aur ye amal bahut waqt chahta hai. And for it to become clean and to become pak, lot of time is required. Lekin pani apna asar fauri taur par dikhata hai. But when you have to clean something with water, immediately you see. You use the water to clean the thing, it becomes clean immediately. Aur chand lamhat mein wo paakizgi paida kar deta hai. And in a few seconds, it creates the paki, the purity of that place, of the thing. Ke jo hawa aur dhoop mahino mein nahi kar paata. Which wind and the sunshine cannot do in months. Water does it in a few seconds. Aag to paani se bhi jald safai, wo paakizgi kar deti hai. With fire, you can also purify and cleanse more faster than water also. Many things are cleansed, for example, the furnace of the blacksmith to clean the gold, etc. It is all with fire that it is clean. The steel, etc. Fire cleans all these things. So fire is even faster than water. But
لیکن وہ پاک کی جانے والی چیز کو یا پھر ناقابل تلافی نقصان پہنچاتی ہے. But the fire causes the thing which you wanted to cleanse. It causes its destruction so to such an extent that you can't benefit from it anymore. یا اسے پھون کر راک کا ڈھیر کر دیتی ہے. Or it causes it to be ash. Burns it out and now it is only ash. Nothing is left of it. But water is the thing that purifies and it cleanses. So water is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And as we will read in front, Allah has kept water as a main substance for the Muslims. And this everyone knows. How many people, whether it is at garages, filling stations, etc. A Muslim, you see, is going with a bottle in the toilet. He's going with a jug in the toilet. Quite a few of our friends reported various cases of this. On one, at one garage out in the Free State or somewhere, one husband and wife, they used the toilet and they took the bottle and went. Then the owner, Afrikaner man, came to them and he said, I see always people like you, dressed like you, your type, you take this bottle and you take water in the toilet. We just can't fathom this. What do you go and do with water? Why are you taking water when you go to the toilet? Why are you taking the bottle? And when they gave them a very simple and basic explanation of cleanliness and how you clean with water, he was totally amazed. And he said, we never ever could dream of such cleanliness. And their cleanliness is what their toilet roll, with all that. And that is not cleanliness, that is polishing yourself with that dirt. And it is only what water that you cleanse yourself like this. And Allah Ta'ala has given us this. So water, just this one aspect is also enough to convince a person to accept Islam and to become a die-hard of Iman in Islam. It is only Islam that has got this system. And till today, alhamdulillah, how many in the Eastern countries, they have the hose in the toilet for cleanliness, etc. And this cleanses a person. Then if you go further, wuzu again. Using of water, how it refreshes you. When a person is so tired and he just makes wuzu, it refreshes him again. And you take a bath, then how much doesn't it refresh a person? And the bath also, which Islam has made right from the beginning. You cohabit with your wife, we have to take a bath. And for this people, only now recently they have started bathing. And also most of them is bathing. And the bathing is laying in the bath, which with all that filthy, dirty water, even of your own body, now you are lying in that water. And more better than that is a shower. And a shower is also not basically an Islamic thing, but from the bucket that a person. Shower also has got a lot of disadvantages health-wise. But the best is with a bucket, the saving of the water also is so great in it. And then you save yourself. So what the water, the shower for hot water, the water falling on your head, it causes a lot of mental problems for a person. And the best way is the bucket system. And that is the actual sunnat system. So how Islam has taught us, and what a great gift and blessing and boon Islam is. May we appreciate what a ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. In this kitab, we are reading the Malfuzat of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh with regard to the rights of the wife and living nicely and in a good way with the wives. Hazrat Hakim ul Ummah Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh ne ek din khutoot ka jawab likhna chaha. One day, as is common practice, usual practice, Maulana started writing replies to his letters to all the people who send their queries, etc. Mazameen ki aamad band hogi. But he just couldn't. No answer was coming to his mind. What must I write for this letter? What must I write? Otherwise the subject just comes in immediately. Just writes, reads the whole letter and just scans the letter really and makes out what it is. And in two lines gives the answer. And this was the blessing of Allah. How he picked up what is the problem, what is this person's inner problem. And addressing that inner problem and in two lines, three lines, shortly he should just repeat. But on this occasion, nothing was coming to his mind. مزامیر کی آمد بند تھی. نو سبجیکٹس آر کمنگ فرام اللہ سائڈ. دل میں عجیب ایک تفسیر لکھنا چاہا. دین مولانا وانٹڈ ٹو رائٹ ہز تفسیر بیان القرآن. مضامین کی آمد بند تھی بٹ نتھنگ از کمنگ ان ہز ہارٹ. بلینک لائک ڈپریشن, بلینک نتھنگ, ناٹ انڈرسٹینڈنگ اینی تھنگ. لائک سم ٹائمز یو فیل دیٹ یور مائنڈ از ناٹ ورکنگ ایٹ آل. جیسس کانٹ تھنک آف اینی تھنگ. عجیب ایک کیفی اور قبض تاری ہوئی. اینڈ ہی بیکیم ویری ویری ایموشنل ریسٹلیس اینڈ آلسو قبض which is constipation, spiritual constipation, that no subject coming, nothing, no like connection with Allah, like no feeling. And this is from Anana Thani Rahmatullah. Hatta al-shanu se dua ki. And this is what a person is to do then. He turned to Allah Ta'ala. And he said, Ey Rab, O my Allah, jo kutai ho ge ho, aur jis ke sabab din ka ye haal ho raha hai, us par hum ko tambeen aur hidayat farma dijiye. Whatever mistake I have made, whatever shortage in anything, and for what reason that my heart's condition is not what it used to be, a mirror that takes from you all the time. Now the mirror has become black, it's not taking in anything. Everything is gone off the radar. Nothing is coming in there now. Oh Allah, whatever the reason, give me the warning of it. Inform me, what is my mistake? Where have I gone wrong? And also, give me my hidayat. Here is another very other important point also, which is illustrated in the Quran Sharif, that a person, perhaps sometimes you cannot fall asleep. You are looking at the clock also all the time. Now it's 1 minute past 12, now it's 5 minutes past 12, now it's 12:30, you just not. But when you fall asleep, nobody can say which minute I fell asleep. That you can't pinpoint that moment that you fell asleep. When you get up, you can. When the alarm rings, you know, now I got up at this time. But when you fell asleep, nobody can pinpoint that moment when you fell asleep. Even if somebody is watching over you, he might think that now he has fallen asleep. But which moment you have fallen asleep, nobody can pinpoint. Exactly like that. The moment a person slips in the path of Allah, you can't pinpoint that moment. That when you start slipping, and when you're slipping, you just go on slipping. And where it started and what caused your slipping, whether it was disrespect for somebody, whether it was belittling even an animal or anyone, and Allah disliked it, and you start, you are on hidayat, you are on a high, you are everything. But when you start slipping, and you just carry on slipping, you can't pinpoint that moment also. So Maulana explains that what is this, where have I gone wrong? And fortunately that person, when these conditions come and they come to everyone, then you turn to Allah immediately. And you ask Allah Ta'ala. And one way of doing this, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali quoted from one very great buzurg, is to read, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Whenever we feel this low, I'm not desiring to make my ibadah, I'm not enjoying my zikr, I don't feel like I'm getting lazy, I don't want to do anything, just start reading. And the actual words are, but many people have a difficulty with this, so just reading, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin, is also sufficient. Otherwise, for those who will remember and who can read it, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Those are the complete prescriptions which have been given. And with Durood Sharif, of course. And La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin is really Tawbah and Istighfar. These are the two things, Tawbah, Istighfar and Durood Sharif, which will pull you out of all that laziness, lethargy, not enjoying your ibadah, not feel like doing any ibadah, just lying, wasting your time, it will pull you out of that. So, Maulana turned to Allah Ta'ala. Dil mein warid hua. Allah put him this hal. Ke bari pirani sahiba ne kaha tha, that his wife, the elder, Maulana had two wives, not the younger one, the elder one had told him, ke hum kahi zarurat se ja rahe hai. Of some need, we are going to visit the other ladies in the neighborhood. Whatever some need she had, she was going. Usually all this work she used to do. But I'm going today. So she asked him to do this one work. Aap subah murghiyon ko khol kar dana pani de dijiyega. When you get up in the morning and before you go to the santa, then the fowls which are in the fowl run. You give them, you open them up, give them the food, the water, etc. And then you can carry on. I usually do this, but I'm going today, I won't be yet. You do this. Or Hazrat Wala, and our Shaykh explains on this when he explains, the writer of 1,000 kitabs, where he's going to remember that to go and open the fowls. And to give them water and to give them the fowl food, their food, etc. A person so much engrossed in such great work of deen, where he forgot, Maulana forgot. But fallen khanka se ghar tashreef le gaye. Immediately when he remembered this, he left the khanka. He went back home again. Personally, he didn't send somebody else also. There is also a very important thing. That at times like this, do things yourself. You can ask how many khadims Maulana had. And how eager and happily won't they do it. But personally himself he went. Or, darbe se unko khola. And from the fowl run, he opened them up, gave them the food. Murghiyon ko darbe ke andar ghutan ho rahi thi. They were uneasy in the fowl run. It was a habit to walk around freely, etc. And at night they come back, they sleep here. But during the day, they like to be all free. So they were feeling very, very constrained in the fowl run. Bhook, piyas, ki takleef alag thi. And they had thirst, they were hungry, that was different. And the confinement here, that was also different. Jaise unko azadi mili, as they got free, and how happy, how they run and cackle, and how happy they are. Or daana paani mila, and they got the food, they got the water. Or unki ghutan dur hui, and that confinement of theirs went away. Hazrat Wala ke qalb se faiz batini aur be qabz batini aur be kayfi dur hui. Immediately that constipation, spiritual constipation, and this lethargy, not feeling anything, not understanding anything, like you don't want to teach sabak today, you are teaching, but no subject coming in your mind, you want to write an article, your pen is just there, but your pen is just not moving, nothing wants to happen. All that condition went away as soon as you did that. Or nazameen ka faizan shuru ho gaya. And again from Allah's side, this subject matter just started flowing like a waterfall, just started coming. Like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, Hazrat's, most of Hazrat's poems were done middle of the night. While Hazrat is sleeping, suddenly he wakes up. Pen and paper, and it's just moving. Or that is from Allah to Allah's side. Hazrat says, very, very few, hardly any of my poems, I made up the poem. It just was coming from an, and when it stopped, it just stopped suddenly also. Then after that, no more poems were made by Hazrat. But when it was coming, it was just coming and it was carrying on. The same was with Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah. 28,500 poems he wrote. And the last poem, when it stopped, it was left half. He didn't complete the last poem also. And he didn't, even after that, because now that Faizan, this was all Rahmat of Allah, Ilhami Mazameen, which Allah put into their hearts. Then many other ulama, in their way, they completed that last poem. Ye baat ahkam ne arif billah Hazrat Dr. Muhammad Abdul Hai sahab Qiyamat Barakatum se suni hai. Hazrat says that this I heard from Maulana Dr. Abdul Hai sahab rahmatullah. The important thing for us is, which Hazrat writes now, Ibrat, a point of lesson, to take a lesson. Jab janwaron ke dil ko ghutane se ye haal hota hai. When the animals, fowls, when they, you give them the struggle, they are in that confinement, they haven't got their food and drink, and all Allah's rahmat starts stopping and coming from you. When this is the condition of your treatment of animals, to jo log makhlooq ke khuda ko, and then those people who treat the creation of Allah, mankind, whether it's your worker, just because you're paying him a salary, or because one person is like a hobo, and you just swear him, he came in your way with in front of your car, and how you treat him and you swear him, or how you drive some people, how you drive around that person, or etc., whatever it is, the creation of a Muslim or even non-Muslim, any person, when you treat them like this in this bad way, ya apni biwi ko, or you treat your wife like that, your wife is like imprisoned in your house, she's in your nikah, and she wants to run away, she can't run away also. She is there now, and to treat her, when treating those spouse who have resulted in that, when you treat your wife like that, what will happen? Ya maa baap ko satate hai, or your parents, especially when they are aged, they brought you up, they put you on your feet, they gave you your education. Now they are old, now you treat them in a bad way. Now you haven't got care for them, etc. Unke dil ka kya haal hoga? When just for the false that was the condition, then for these people, what will be their condition? فَأَتَوِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Take a lesson, O people who have got eyes, eyes of the heart. This is the cause of our problems in many, many cases, that treating other creation of Allah in this bad way, and thinking we are better, and treating them in a bad way, this is where our problems come. So a person must be very careful about this, make tawbah, and where possible, go and ask those people for maaf. And where not possible, make some sadqa, and pass the sawab, even if they are non-Muslims, they'll get the benefit in dunya for that. But pass the sawabs to those people. But this is very important, that to treat the creation of Allah in a bad way, to think you are superior, to shout, to swear, etc. And what our eyes we have seen, good people, where they were, whether financially, whether health-wise, whether deen-wise, but because of this weakness, where Allah dropped them. So be very, very careful about this. This is a very important thing. Have respect for all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. That incident is also very relevant, where this Buzurg was going for Jummah namaz, finished bath, everything ready, clean clothes, Jummah clothes shining, like a new sixpence, happy going for Jummah, and he had to cross a bridge, a narrow bridge, where only one person could pass at a time. As he came to this side of the bridge, a dog was coming from that side. So he made a sign to the dog, you go from the bottom. And the bottom, raw sewage was running, urine, filth, mud, dirt, etc. You're the dog, you go from there. And I'm a Buzurg, Wali of Allah, and I made my Jummah clothes and Jummah bath every day. I'm going for Jummah namaz. So Allah gave the dog a tongue, and Allah has got Qudrat over everything. It's nothing difficult to understand and to accept. The dog said, no, you go from the bottom. So he said that, if I go from the bottom, my clothes will get napa, my legs will become napa, and I have to go for Jummah namaz. You are a dog, you're not going for Jummah or anything. If you have to dirty yourself, your legs get dirty, nothing. So you go from the bottom, let me go. So the dog said, remember that if your trouser gets dirty, your clothes, your legs, with one lota of water you can make it park. You can cleanse it again. But if you have this pride that you are better than me, a dog even, then all the waters of the oceans cannot clean the dirt of your heart. So you rather go down from the bottom. And then the dog also says, I'm doing this favor to inform you. We don't get informed. What and what things we do. Why I'm informing you? Last week a puppy was suffering in the cold. It was hungry. And you instructed somebody to wash it, clean it, and give it some food, etc. Because you did this favor on a family member of ours, my community. Therefore, I'm doing this favor and I'm giving you this information. And how much don't we do wrong like this? And also, the more a person is maqbool by Allah, then that person becomes conscious. And a person who is not accepted by Allah, Allah leaves him. Allah will give him more biryani, more. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, rahimahumullah, jazawumullah khair, explained, Allah's azab is of two kinds. One is a very light azab, and one is a severe azab. Light azab is, and for who Allah likes, He gives them the light azab. That you did something wrong, you got involved in an accident, you became a cabbage, you became paralyzed, you lost your eyesight, etc. This is a light azab. We take it, this as a heavy azab. But this is, and in most cases, in such azab, a person turns to Allah. He refrains from his guna. He becomes humble. He makes tawbah, etc. And a heavy azab, for whom Allah doesn't have connection with, and He gives them a heavy azab, they had only a bicycle in the house, now they got, everyone got a car of their own in the house. They were all sickly people in the house, now everyone is enjoying radiant health. There were people, no phone. They should go by the neighbors to use a phone. Now everyone got two phones in his pocket. In other words, Allah opens ni'mat on such people. But when Allah takes them to task at one time, no chance for tawbah istighfar, and Allah takes them. Which Allah says in the Quran Sharif, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they paid no heed, they, as though they never even thought about, they forgot completely what they were repeatedly reminded about. Various people, the conditions of the world they saw, jamaats came to there, ulama made bayan, guitars are being written, everything is being done, but they paid no heed. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We open the doors of everything, this dunya's ni'mat, and this when Allah's ni'mat comes, but with your disobedience, then this is a ni'mat, punishment from Allah. Which comes in the form of a ni'mat, but it is a ni'mat, it is a punishment. It looks like a ni'mat, enjoying nice health, nice motor car, nice enjoy house, etc. But if you are in the disobedience of Allah, this is a punishment from Allah, which is looking like a ni'mat. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَتَحْنَا عَلِيمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. Until they became happy, what we have got. See how we're living it up, see how our lifestyle is, our traveling, our eating, our partying, our picnicking, our socializing, all that. فَتَحْنَا حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Then we catch them suddenly. And then suddenly, where the sand, ground went under, where it went out from under my feet. Now what suddenly has happened, and daily these occurrences are happening. People who have got eyes, you see government people, what respect, but the next time they are in jail. They are handcuffed and they are taken, people, whether he's the top police officer, whether he's the prime minister, and now he's in jail. And all these things are happening daily. And this example, Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab Panipuri Rahmatullah Ali gave a very beautiful example that a mouse in the house eating the vegetables, the potatoes, tomatoes, the housewife became very angry with the mouse. Now it went to the extent of eating the housewife's scarf also. So now he's gone very far, he's now crossed the red line. He's even eating, now he's attacking me, my clothes also. So what she does, she goes and buy cheese, fresh cheddar cheese for the mouse. Or hot ghee roti. She puts it on the thread right by the hole where the mouse comes out from. So that night the mouse came, these people are very happy with me. Na'amata ghair mucharakaba. I didn't have to go and look for potatoes and eat onions and tomatoes or eat some scarf, etc. What ghee roti I've got. Or what wonderful cheese, fresh cheese right here. And when it goes and eat, and that trap comes one shot on it, and finishes and kills it immediately, then حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. They are just bewildered. What happened? How this happened to us? And where is it not happening? Allah save us. It can happen anywhere. For example, in Syria, people who are multimillionaires in the morning, by the night they are living in refugee camps. They haven't got food to eat, they haven't got a toilet to go to, they haven't got, in the snow and the cold there now, they haven't got food, they haven't got any heating, and how they were living it up. And there are many, many cases, and this can happen anywhere and anytime. A person, it's when we break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah's rahmat goes away, anything can happen. Yeah, in our country, one friend of ours who works with the local people, he said a big problem is now the anti-Indian sentiment that is being spread amongst them. Whether it is the Shias, whether it is the Salafis or anyone, that these people are just exploiting you all the time. Right? So this anti-Indian, we don't know when ethnic violence can erupt. And in ethnic violence also, things can turn very, very terrible. And you can be living in your comfort, you can be swimming or drowning in your wealth, all your comfort. But overnight things can just change. May Allah protect us. So it's very, very important that the hukuk of fellow people, not only Muslims, fellow people, they must, and even animals. Even an animal, don't treat an animal badly also. Just because it is an animal, don't even look down upon an animal.
Hey, don't look down upon even a pig. Is also Allah's creation. We won't eat it. We won't have connection with it. But don't look down. Don't think I'm better than even a pig. You regard yourself as the lowest of the low. Those people Allah raises very high. And those who have this pride, etc., Allah destroys such people. May Allah protect the teacher. In Hazrat's Kitab, Kashkur Mimalfat, this is Kashkur, is many Buzurgs have written the Kitab, a compilation of their special things. And they presented it in a Kashkur. Kashkur is like a broken basket. That this is what I've got to present. The humbleness, humility they show. That what I've got is this in this broken basket, broken bowl of mine. I'm presenting it in there. But what great things and what valuable things they have given us. We read further, we read previously that about, just see how many points, and how many points Hazrat has written here. Just about a little incident of that boy, Omer, whose little bird had died. 8 points Hazrat has written, what ulama took out Messiah from here. And this is also how much a person's heart is clean. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayh, when he was a guest by Imam Muhammad, the daughter of Imam Muhammad, Maulana told her, Imam Muhammad told his daughter, very great buzurg is coming. So like today also, you say some very big Maulisab is coming. Many people think small children, Maulisab in size is very big. There's such a big Maulisab. And when a small Maulisab comes, they say, you told us a big Maulisab is coming. And anyway, that is a great buzurg, everything. So she prepared, went out of her way, her honor, that such a great buzurg coming to our house. The food she prepared and everything, his room, everything. The next morning she told her father, you said such a great buzurg is coming, but I don't see. First of all, he ate all the food. What we know, buzurgs eat very little. And he ate all the food finished. The second thing is, he didn't get up for tahajjud also. And he made his fajr without wuzu. Is this a wuzu? So Imam Muhammad, very open and friendly with Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, told him, this is what my daughter is saying. So he said that the food, I could see anwarat in it. And what nur I saw in that food, what purity and intention and love and sincerity it was prepared. So I said, I won't just get food like this again. And with the nur of that food, at night, from one ayat of the Quran, I took out 100 masalas. From one ayat I took out, so I didn't sleep the whole night. My tahajjud I made, I didn't have to make fresh wudu. And the lota she had put for me to make wudu, in the morning she found it, lota just like that. So I made my fajr with that same water, with that same wudu also. So I didn't need wudu also. So this is that when the purity is in the heart, how Allah Ta'ala blesses a person, and whether it is from ayats of the Quran or the things of this dunya, a person all the time sees Allah Ta'ala. And also, quite a few places in the Quran Sharif, Allah is referred to Rizq-e Kareem, Rizqun Kareemun, Kareem, Rozi. Imam Qushayri Rahmatullah Alayh, who's a great, great Imam of the Tasawwuf, he says Rizq-e Kareem is that Rozi, that food, which does not make you unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. That most of us forget to read Bismillah, or don't read Alhamdulillah, don't read dua after eating. One of the reasons also is that the food is not risk-taker. That food is not what it's supposed to be, so you don't get the topic of remembering Allah also. So anyway, so from one thing, look at our ulama, what Allah has blessed them. Parindo ko de behlane ke liye paalna. To keep pets, to make you happy, you got some birds, fish, etc. The masala about that. وَإِنَّهُ لَا بَأْسَ أَن يُعْطِيَ الصَّبِيعَ الطَّيْرِ لِيَلْعَبَ بِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَن يُعَذِّبَهُ. There is no harm that to give little children and that they have some pets, etc. But that you do not cause any harm to those pets. Feed them, look after them properly. بس معنی ہوا کہ پرندوں کا پالنا اور ان سے دل بہلانا درست ہے. It is permissible to keep pets in Islam. But sharte ke unke khane peene ka khayal rakha jaye. But be sure that you look after them properly. Aur pinjra itna bada ho ke jisse unki azadi mein khalal na aaye.
And the cage also must be such. In a small cage, don't put 5-10 birds. In a small fish tank, don't get 20 fish in there. It must be reasonable. It must be such that they feel comfortable in there. Or wo apne ko qaidi mehsoos karke aziyat mehsoos na kare. They must be able to fly around freely, move around freely, that the cage must be like that. Jaisa ki chiriya ghar wagaira mein bahut badi jagah ko charon taraf se aahni jaal laga kar usme parindon ko rakha jata hai. Like in the zoos we see how the big cage is there and the birds fly around and they are like free, happy. You can make out how they are happy. In that case there is no harm. Bahawala irshad al-bahai fi hukuk irshad al-hai fi hukuk al-bahai musannif akhir Maulana Hakim Thani Hazrat has written a book with regard to animals, what their rights are, etc. Medina ke haram mein shikar durust hai, bakhilaf haram mein Makkah mein. To hunt, to catch this bird, etc. in the haram of Medina is permissible. But in the haram of Makkah is not permissible. That you hunt any bird or any animal or anything. Fihi mura'at saj'a fil kalam. And also here, that you to have, to rhyme words in your talk. This is also permissible. From here it is taken out. And Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali was one of the great ulama. Everything of his, that he rhymed it. In fact, when his father reprimanded him, you rhyme in everything. When he replied to his father, he also rhymed and replied in there. So to that also, and this is not that a person makes takalluf, just by nature. Some Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob rahmatullah Ali. People, when they spoke to him, when he replied, in rhyme. When they complained about him, in rhyme. Everything, his wife, when she spoke to him, he replied and rhyming everything. So there is permission for this also. Kalam-e-mubah mein saja aur qawabi ki riayat ka jawaz maalum hua. That in your talk, in permissible talk, ordinary talk also, if you rhyme your everything, like somebody said something, and somebody said, you're a poet. And then he said, I didn't know it. And immediately he also rhymed it in the same way. So all this is permissible. Umair par kaafya Nughair ka istimal hua. The boy's name was Umair, small child. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the rhyming word Nughair. Jabki Arab ki lughat mein ek lafz ki mutaaddad mutaradifat hoti hai. And in Arabic language so rich that for one word there are so many synonyms. So many other words, we could use any other word, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used this word to rhyme it with that word. Jaise sher ko, like a lion in Arabic, Asad is called a lion. Ghad Nafir is also lion. Laykham, Hafs, Layl, Paswara, bhi kehte hain. All these are also names. Magar Saja ki riayat ki gayi. But the rhyming was kept in mind by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which may Allah give us tawfiq and to get the reality of all this and to see the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how great Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life was and how every department, whether it's the wives, whether it's the woman folk, whether it's the pets, whether it's small children to make them happy, this is what we have to get. Not only take one part of deen and we feel we got everything. We should get the whole of deen. Like an elephant was brought as a show, entertainment in Arab countries. Arab, the world, you don't have elephants. So everyone went and see. Some ustads of a madrasa, they also went and they were blind ustads. But they also had shock to see, though they were blind. They also went and see the elephant. So how will they see? They felt the elephant. When afterwards they asked, how is the elephant? One said like a tabletop. And the other one said like a big column. Other person said like it's a trunk. Whichever part they felt, that part. So of deen also, this is the weakness of ours. Which part of deen we call, that is everything. And we forget. For perfection is, you look holistically. The whole of deen. That is a person who will be greatly loved by Allah Ta'ala and accepted. And who only take one part of deen and run away with that and think this is the whole of deen, we are fooling ourselves. May Allah give us tawfiq and guidance. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, Allahumma.
وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.
جزاك الله خيرا.